This is part two of Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We're about seven or eight lines down from the top. We just said Kohanim Zrizin Hain, that the Kohanim are Zrizin, they're the teachers of Torah, and they don't need shofar blasts Erev Shabbos to signal to them a certain halacha, that there's a different, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, that there's a differentiation in Kedusha between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, such as that and Yom Kippur falls at the Motzai Shabbos, that you're allowed to burn the limbs and fats. The Kohanim don't need to be told that with a shofar blast. So even according to Rabbi Shmuel, it would make sense that we would not blow the shofar on the Yom Kippur that leads into Shabbos. So now we're going to challenge this. So Omar le Mar Kashisha Bereid Rav Chisda le Rav Ashi. So Mar Kashisha, the son of Rav Chisda, said to Rav Ashi, "Mi amrinan kohanim zrizin? Is this true that we said the kohanim are zrizin? They don't require any reminders about anything." Well, it's not. But we learned in the Mishnah. This Mishnah is in, where is this? Maseches Sukkah. It says on the side. So Mishnah Maseches Sukkah. It's talking about all the Shofar blast, and it says Shalosh Lahavdil Esa'am Melacha Shalosh Lahavdil Bin Kodesh Lechol, that we have three of them are to tell the nation to stop doing work, and three of them to separate between Kodesh and Chol. Now, what's the context over here? So this is Maseches Sukkah. It's talking about the whole procession that took place in the base of Mikdash. So these were shofar blasts. Over there, it's a long discussion about the maximum number of shofar blasts they might have had, depending on the day and the avoda that was done then. And over here, so we're talking about the base of Mikdash. So tekios done in a base of Mikdash clearly is that's for the Kohanim. But why the Kohanim need to be told to stop doing malach and things like that? The Kohanim are his reason. So Gemara responds, "Kedamar Abaye." It's actually in accordance with that which Abaye said. And we'll just take a peek at Rashi over here. Rashi quotes that it's something Kedamar Abaye Beseder Yoma Maseches Yoma. There's a discussion about Hilni Amalka, who made a special lamp that would tell them when it was time for. When it was like based on when the sun would shine, and it would shine at a certain point. V'hakol yodim zman kriyashma higia, and everyone would know when zman kriyashma is. Musvinan v'rminu, says Rashi, we asked over there that hakoy kriyashma and amshe mishmar lo yotza, that the kohanim would read at a certain time when it was actually particularly early. So someone who would read at the same time as the kohanim, it wouldn't be yotze, so it couldn't be a sign for the kohanim. Alma la bizimna karinan v'amar abaye, and Abaye would say, that even though it was in the base of Mikdash, this sign, but it wasn't a sign for the Kohanim. They would actually have a different time for Kriyashma. People were not supposed to say Kriyashma at the time that the Kohanim were saying Kriyashma. Rather, we see over there, as Abai explained over there, that there was a sign in the Mikdash for everybody else, for the nation that was not, not Kohanim. So Kedam Rabbaye, back to the Gemara, Lishar Amma de Yerushalayim, from the rest of the nation of Yerushalayim. Hachanami, here too, when we're talking about the Tekios, even if they were in the base of Mikdash, Hachanami, Lishar Amma de Yerushalayim. It's for the rest of the nation of Yerushalayim, but still we maintain that Kohanim is Rizenhain and don't need that. So even according to Rabbi Yishmael, you would not need the shofar blasts to differentiate between Yom Kippur going into Shabbos. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to take a look at what the Rishon said. So it says, Veliska maybe it's still important. Maybe we should still have a shofar blast on Erev Kippur, on Yom Kippur that's on Erev Shabbos. Yom Kippur is on Friday, that leads into Shabbos, meaning at least according to Rabbi Yishmael, so that people will know that there's a little different level of kedusha, that Shabbos is more strict than Yom Kippur because of the idea of knivas yarak min hamincha lemala. That there's something called knivas yarak, which means like the trimming of vegetables. So this knivas trimming the vegetables. So let's take a look at Rashi over here. Veliska bein Rabbi Hu bein Rabbi Shma lo di de kalhu mishabbos di Yom Kippurim shari beknivas yarak talosh lenateka olin min hakalchin, that you're allowed to like take off, you're allowed to detach like these like stalks from it, kedei lehashvasam, to even them out, sheyihu muchanim lechaschan, that so they should be ready to be cut them into a farman, damrin lekaman, as we were going to say later on, deshari mishum dehave inui sheroa umezamin ve'ino ochel. So it's permitted because of inoy. It's interesting. On Yom Kippur, we know there's the mitzvah is ve'ino es nafshei seichem, that you're supposed to afflict yourselves. So if there's something that can be done to increase inoy, affliction, it's permitted. So while on Shabbos, you're not allowed to trim one of these things. It's not a problem. It's detached from the ground, but you're not allowed to trim these vegetables because that's preparation. That's hachana, preparation for after Shabbos. So you're not allowed to trim these vegetables on Shabbos. However, on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to trim vegetables to be eaten after Yom Kippur. Why would you be allowed to do that? It's hachana. Well, because it causes this extra inui, this extra affliction that when you're preparing food and you're not eating it, it causes the eating it to be hard. But at least later on in the day for Mincha Lamala, for Mincha and on, right? This is the common difference I find between my wife and myself and many other women and myself. And many men that I know, which is what to do on a fast day. And for me, it's absolutely stay away from all food, stay out of the kitchen, out of sight, out of mind. And for many women I know, it's, they like to go shopping, they like to cook and prepare for the breakfast. And I don't understand that at all. And the Gemara seems to agree with me that this is something that causes extra inui, extra affliction. And because of that, it's in the spirit of the day of Yom Kippur. And therefore, you're allowed to trim the vegetables on Yom Kippur. So what that means, what comes out is that there's an extra chumrah of Shabbos beyond Yom Kippur. And perhaps according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, the shofros should be blown between Yom Kippur and Shabbos to indicate that there is a difference in halacha, right? If Yom Kippur falls out on Friday, they should, even though, because there is a difference in halacha and people will learn from this, even though it doesn't necessarily apply that year, because, right, you can't trim the vegetables to be prepared for cooking to be eaten Motzei Yom Kippur, if Motzei Yom Kippur is Shabbos, because you can't cook them on Shabbos anyway. So it's not relevant for that year, but just in general to teach this halacha that there's an extra chumrah on Shabbos when it comes to, like, regarding malacha and preparation, there's an extra chumrah on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur, so we should blow the shofros then as well. And the Gemara is going to suggest two answers to this question of why we indeed do not blow shofros when Yom Kippur is on Friday to separate and make and clarify this distinction between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Because again, Rabbi Akiva would agree with it. So Amar Rav Yosef says, "Lefi she'ein dochen shvus lahatir," that we're not going to be doche a shvus. We're not going to push away an iser derabanan that was made in order to tell people about a heter. Right? Again, it's not even a right. So this first point, Rashi says, "Tekiya shofar shvusu." There's an iser derabanan to blow shofar on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, and you're telling me you're going to tell me that I should violate that iser derabanan to blow a to tell us that you're allowed to trim the vegetables. We're not going to be docha shvus. We're not going to push off this iser derabanan of blowing a shofar to matir something. El la'aser, the old rabbi to teach something aser. Kigon yontov shecholios be'erev Shabbos token lahavdil lahavtil or lehibatel lahavdil. That if it's Yom Tov and it's falling out Erev Shabbos, so we're going to blow shofar then, even though it's an Issa Derabanan in general. It's a shvus to blow shofar on Yom Tov, but we're willing to do that in order to tell people, hey, everyone, stop your cooking and all your things that are mutter on Yom Tov that are Asr on Shabbos, stop it now, because we don't want you to be Mechal Shabbos. But to violate the shvus on Yom Kippur and blow a shofar on Yom Kippur to do what? To tell everybody that you can trim a Yerek on Yom Kippur, but you can't do it on Shabbos. That's not a reason. So we're not going to violate the shvus to be matir. So that's what Rav Yosef says. And Rav Shisha b'Rei de Rav Idi gives another answer, which we're going to have to take a look at, which is shvus krova hitiru, shvus rechoka lo hitiru. A close by shvus, we're going to matir. But a shvus that's far away, we're not going to matir. Meaning that, in general, yes, maybe we would indeed be doche a shvus to for a heter, but only if the heter was very shayach and very relevant now, right? But if it was if it's something like this, which is rechoka, it's far away, meaning it's not even for this year. Again, this the distinction we're trying to teach is that you're allowed to trim vegetables on Yom Kippur, out from Minchan on, but you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. We're trying to teach that distinction. But of course, when we're going from Yom Kippur into Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. So in a year where it's Yom Kippur on Friday going into Shabbos, the blowing of the shofar would be just be teaching a distinction in general that's actually not being applied halacha lemaisa that year. So that's what we're going to call a rechoka. And therefore, for a shvus, for rechoka, isn't lohitiru. We're not going to be matir the shvus for a rechoka. If it was more relevant, if it was immediately relevant, then maybe we would. But but not over here. However, the Gemara is going to say not so simple. Ushvus krova hitiru. Is this true? This answer receives by Dravidi is based on the premise that a shvus krova we would be matir if it was immediately relevant to the heter, then we would blow shofar for that. Is that true? V'hatznan, but we learned in a mishnah. This mishnah is in Chulun. Yom tov shechol yos erev Shabbos. So yom tov that falls out on erev Shabbos. So yom tov is on a Friday. Token v'lom avdilin. We blow shofar. Then, right, to tell people that Yom Tov's over, stop cooking, it's almost Shabbos, v'lo mavdilin, and we don't make Havdalah. Right, we don't need to do mavdil in Kodesh L'Kodesh because it's a higher level of Kedusha. So we're not, you know, Havdalah is where you leave a higher level of Kedusha, right? When you leave Shabbos, the high level of Kedusha into the week, or Yom Tov into the week, or Shabbos into Yom Tov, where now you're allowed to do certain malachos, but we don't do it from Yom Tov into Shabbos. Motzai Shabbos, and if Yom Tov falls out on a Motzai Shabbos, so Yom Tov is, the first day of Yom Tov is on a Sunday, so Mavdilin Velotokin. So we do have Dala, we do have Dala Motzai Shabbos, Ben Kodesh, Lakodesh into Yom Tov, but we don't blow shofar. Now, so the Gemara asks over here, Va'amai, why don't we blow shofar? We should blow shofar, even though it's Shabbos, and there's a shvus not to blow shofar in general on Shabbos, but we should blow shofar. Liska ki hechi deledi deshrid b'shchita la'altar. We should blow shofar, right, as it's getting close to Yom Tov, and it's getting close to Yom Tov, and it's still Shabbos afternoon, we should blow, right, around Shkia time, we should blow shofar to let everybody know that, by the way, everyone, Shabbos is over, and or just about over, and therefore you're going to be able to do shchita and any other malachos related to cooking that you need to do. You're about, all the Yom Tov malachos you're allowed to do, you're going to have the opportunity to do it soon. We should blow shofar to let people know that. But we don't. This Mishnah doesn't say that. It says we don't blow shofar at that time. If we don't blow shofar at that time, why not? This is a heter krova, right? It's a heter that's relevant for right now. And the fact that we don't blow shofar would seem to indicate that even if the heter is directly relevant, it's immediately relevant, even so, we would not blow shofar to teach that heter. And the Gemara concedes, Ela mechavarta ki Rav Yosef. Rather, it seems that the halacha, the answer is in accordance with Rav Yosef. So it's not the distinction of whether the heter is rechoka or krova, but in general, we don't blow shofar. We're not going to violate a shvus to teach you about a heter, to teach you about a chumrah, about an iser, we'll do. But to teach you about a heter, we're not going to blow shofar and violate a shvus for that. So now we're going to take a closer look at the concept of knivas yarek, and particularly when Shabbos and Yom Kippur fall out together. So Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Ila, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Yom HaKippurim Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. If it's Shabbos Yom Kippur, Aser B'Knivas Yarek, it's Aser to trim it. Right, you might think mitzad Yom Kippur we should be allowed to, but mitzad Shabbos we're not allowed to, and therefore it is usher. Rashi just explains over here, v'lomi boy b'Shabbos b'am. We don't need to talk about Shabbos in general. The usher mishum shavus de ketarach b'Shabbos mishabbos l'chol, because he's doing a tircha from Shabbos to chol. It's like it's a tircha. An extraneous effort that's not needed for Shabbos itself, and it's hachana. Elafilu ha'ina diyesh kan inoy. But even if there's inoy for, because ha b'shar yomi kiburim shashar shus aser zeh mutter hashta dechol b'Shabbos lo shar rabbanan. The rabbanan did not let it if it falls out on Shabbos. Omer Rav Mana, Tana Rav Mana said that it was taught in a brisa. Minayin liyom kippurim shechol yos b'Shabbos she'aser b'knivas yarek. How do we know this that Yom Shabbos Yom Kippur the knivas yarek is aser, as we just stated. It's in my Amoraic opinion. So we have a brisa that actually supports it. Tamala, where the pasuk says Shabbos son, says actually regarding Shabbos, it calls Shabbos Shabbos son, and so shvus, if there's a shvus, we're supposed to it's an obligation to rest. Lemai, so what's this coming to teach us, right? So Rashi says over here, Lemai is be'ezek kniva aser lankra. What kniva, what, like trimming of vegetables is the pasuk you know, answering us. This is the Gemara analyzing the Braisa. What's the Kniva? Is it answering? If you're going to tell me it's malach, or something like kotzer, harvesting. So v'haksiv lo sasako malacha, but the Torah already says don't do any malach on it. So what is Shabbason, calling Shabbos Shabbason, telling me to actively shavos, I have to rest. What is that coming to teach us? El lava knivas yarek, isn't it knivas yarek? Shema mina, indeed, that's the case. And therefore we see that when Shabbos, even when Shabbos is Yom Kippur, and there's an Inui, nevertheless, you're not allowed to trim because that's a violation of Shabbason, an active resting, even if it's not related to Malacha per se. Amar Bichia Baraba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Kippur M'shechol Yos B'Shabbos, but there's actually another opinion, Mutter B'Knivas Yarek, it's Mutter. If Yom Shabbos Yom Kippur, this is an opposite opinion, that K'nivas Yarek is actually going to be Mutter. Meisveg, but we're going to challenge this. Minayin Yom Kippur M'shechol Yos B'Shabbos Yosef B'Knivas Yarek. How do we know that Shabbos Yom Kippur, Knivas Yarek is Aser, right? This is what we just said in the Raisa. Tamar Lomar Shabbason, says Shabbason, Shvos, Lamai, Ilay Malacha. If you're going to say that it's teaching us malacha, that it says we're not allowed to do malacha. El lav knivas yarek, as we just established, this is how we understood this brisa previously. I mean, just recording the Shalach Vataria. So we know that it's talking about knivas yarek. This is what the word Shabbason by Shabbos is teaching us. So that would mean that Shabbos Yom Kippur, there is an obligation, nevertheless, of Shabbason, of this shvus. And we're not allowed to do even a non malacha tircha like knivas yarek. So lo liolam lemalacha. So the way we understood the braisa was not correct. Rather, it's really talking about malacha. It's telling you not to do malacha. But didn't we say it says lo sasekam malacha? The laavor leha baase velo sase. What the Torah is trying to do by saying Shabbason is that it's telling you there's an ase and a lo sase. There's a lo sase, I'm not allowed to do malacha, and there's also an ase, a mitzvah ase, to do to actively rest and cease from doing malacha. So just so you're over an ase and a lo sase if you violate Shabbos. That's what's coming to teach us. Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan. We even have a brisa that's in accordance with Rabbi Yochanan, right? Aside from the interpretation of this brisa, what is it? Yom Kippur Mshecholios B'Shabbos. Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos. Turning to the next Amud Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Mutter b'knivas yarek. Yom Shabbos Yom Kippur knivas yarek is mutter. V'amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yom Kippur Mshecholios B'Chol. And Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. I mean, this is in parentheses, so it looks like the Marsham keeps it in. Maybe. He says that in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Yom Kippur that falls out on Chol, Mefatzin, Begosim, Mefarksin, Berimonim, you're allowed to crack open nuts and break open pomegranates. From, you're allowed to do that from Mincha and on because of Agmas Nefesh. Again, this is Inui that Rashi mentioned previously. And Rashi just says over here in the third line, as we mentioned, V'dafka mena mincha l'mala shehu shoef u'metzapet le'es achila ve'ika agmas nefesh tvei. That because from mincha and onwards, he's like desiring and awaiting to the eating time. He's looking forward to the breakfast, the bagels, the lox, the orange juice, and it increases the agmas nefesh for him. And so we see, we'll just wrap up the parak with a couple of stories. Debei Rav Yehuda mekanvei Kirava, the Beir of Yehuda would trim in accordance with Rava. Just kidding. I don't think Rava was even necessarily alive. The Beir of Yehuda. Yehuda's a couple of generations before Rava, so it could be the academy was still around. But Mekanvei Karva is that they would trim cabbages, and Debei Rava Gardi Kari. Right, curry is like what we've seen kara, pumpkin. So they would scrape out pumpkins, which I guess is the same basic idea. Kevin dechaz dehava ka mecharfe. But once he saw that they were doing it very fast, I guess this is Rabba, he saw that they were doing it very fast. Rashi says, Makdim lufneha mincha dehashta lava agmas nefeshu. Right? So the agmas nefesh is not enough to prevent, to counteract the problem of hachana. So he saw that they were doing it extra early and it was hachana. So Amar Lahu, he said to them, also Igrita Mimarava, Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan da Asir. A letter just arrived from Eretz Yisrael, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Asir. that you know you're not allowed to do this. Rashi says it's very interesting. So that they would accept it. So it wasn't actually true. They didn't receive word from Rabbi Yochanan that that was the case. But he quoted this halacha so that people would refrain from doing it. Which is a very interesting discussion in its own right. Not for now about. Quoting things in the names of people who didn't say it in order for people to accept it. It's a very interesting discussion. Anyway, Hadron Allah ve'iluk sharim, Mazel Tov, the completion of the 15th parak of Masechta Shabbos, Mitzvah Hashem, kol kisvei kodesh matzion osim b'bnei adleika, all kisvei kodesh, you're allowed to save them from a fire in a home, and we'll deal with that, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow night.